KQED.
There is now a host of companies that will send meals and produce to your doorstep with a click of a button. But as KQED's Sam Harnett reports, with all these options, fewer people are ordering CSA boxes of fruits and vegetables straight from farmers.
What are you watering?
It's kale transplants.
Paul Underhill built his farm in Yolo County on the model of CSAs, or Community Supported Agriculture. In a CSA, subscribers buy memberships, and then farmers ship them boxes of produce. There are no middlemen. The money goes directly to farmers like Underhill. He says the CSA model allowed him to avoid loans and eventually buy his land.
It was basically like 20th century farming equivalent of a funding website, you know, GoFundMe or something.
CSAs came to the United States in the 1980s. They were a way for small farmers to stay in business as mega farms pushed down produce prices. Underhill began shipping CSAs almost 25 years ago, and business grew steadily. Then the recession hit, and things have been downhill ever since.
So back in 2008, we were delivering 1,300 to 1,400 boxes a week, and we're now doing somewhere between 750 and 850.
Underhill attributes some of the decline to meal and produce delivery services like Sunbasket, HelloFresh, and Blue Apron. He says they co-opted the direct-from-the-farmer brand established by CSAs. But they have the benefit of venture capital to get market share. They run ads, often on public radio and podcasts, offering all kinds of discounts and freebies.
Support for Up First and the following message come from Sunbasket, sending organic and sustainable ingredients to your door so you can prepare meals in around 30 minutes.
It's on public radio a lot. It's on every podcast you listen to. You know, get your first three boxes free. That would blow a giant hole in any farm's budget.
The new produce box schemes, they're really not the death of the CSA. They're just the newest iteration in a long, evolving trend.
Evan Wigg is founder of the Farmers Guild, an advocacy group for local farms.
The local food system, the local food models have shifted so dramatically in just the past decade or two.
CSAs used to be one of the only ways for middle-class urbanites to get their fix of things like heirloom kohlrabi and purple carrots. Now there are more farmers markets, and organic produce is available at many grocery stores, even Costco. With all these choices, Wigg says customers are demanding more control over what they get and when. The whole buy direct, support the farm ethos of CSAs is getting lost in the pursuit of convenience.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, wait. There we go. Oh, nice.
No, Lorraine Walker and I are not toasting the decline of CSAs.
So we grow these herbs that I make drinks with, the rosemary, we grow lavender, we grow lemon verbena, and rose geranium.
Walker runs Eat Well Farm, a CSA near Davis. She's trying to retain customers by offering add-ons to her boxes. Eggs, chicken stock, those herbal sodas. She also invites members to the farm to do things like pick strawberries and make pasta sauce.
Because that's the one thing nobody else can offer, is that true connection to the farm, to the plants, and where your food comes from.
At Paul Underhill's farm, a worker is wrapping a big pallet of vegetables with plastic, getting them ready to ship. Underhill has gone back to growing more for restaurants and grocery stores. He says other nearby CSA farms have started selling to the new meal and produce delivery services.
It's very, you know, it's trying to think of a word other than depressing, but I mean, that's what it is.
Selling wholesale might help make ends meet for a while, but with today's low produce prices and slim margins, Underhill says going through any middleman is not a long-term solution for a small farmer like him. In Yolo County, I'm Sam Harnett, KQED News.